WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining me here on WTUZ for today's episode, as well as next Wednesday's episode. We're going to be talking about 9/11, especially since that memorial is coming up, and it will be the 20th anniversary after those attacks. And the 9/11 Memorial and Museum has launched a national campaign, and it's really as a way to teach the lessons of September 11th while also encouraging reflection and action. And I have two guests with me. President and CEO of that 9/11 Memorial and Museum, Alice Greenwald, and also out of New Jersey, Anthony Gardner, and he lost his brother Harvey on September 11th. And Alice, we're going to start with you, we'll say, and tell me a little bit about really what this national campaign is and what you're hoping to achieve with it.
Absolutely. So we've launched something called the Never Forget Fund, www.neverforget.org. And what it is really is a reflection of the transformational moment that we are in as we approach the 20th anniversary of 9/11. This is a moment when memory is transitioning to history. There are millions, tens of millions of young people, some say as many as 100 million people who were born since 2001 in this country and have no lived memory of what is an event that for those of us who witnessed it will be forever ingrained in our minds and our hearts and our memories. And we believe that as we approach the third decade after the attacks, that the focus of the National September 11th Memorial and Museum must be on this next generation, educating them, teaching them about what happened, but also helping them understand really what we see as the legacy of 9/11, which in some respects is really more about what we call 9/12, the values of compassion and empathy, hope, resilience, and unity that were demonstrated in the aftermath of the attacks. We want young people to know that when faced with adversity, unfathomable challenges and loss, that we do have the capacity within us to rise up together, meet adversity, and renew.
Great. And Anthony, you can definitely talk about this because you and your family were obviously impacted on 9/11, but you also have three teenage daughters. What's kind of their understanding of this? And can you tell me a little bit about kind of your story on this?
Absolutely, Mary. Yes. I mean, as Alice was saying that, I was nodding over here because, you know, while there's millions and millions of young people across our country that have no lived memory of the day, you know, I have three teenage daughters in my own family that, you know, didn't know their uncle who died on 9/11. And they only know him through the stories that we tell, you know, the pictures that they see of him in our home. And certainly, you know, they've learned a lot even about him by going to the 9/11 Museum and the memorial in the museum. You know, the memorial honors his final resting place. Harvey is one of the 40% of the victims whose remains have not yet been identified. You know, his name is etched on the bronze parapet there. And so they've gone there over the years to pay respects to their uncle. They've gone inside the museum and into the memorial exhibit, and they've seen his photo and pulled up his profile and looked at all the family pictures from, you know, the years before they were born and the stories that were collected and preserved there. So, you know, it's really so critical, as Alice mentioned, to engage this generation in these stories of 9/11, you know, the stories of the day, remembering, honoring the people that we lost that day, but, you know, also capturing the stories of resilience and survival and hope. And, you know, Harvey was 35 when he was killed, and he was working in the North Tower. For our family in particular, the museum is such an important place of pride. And for me personally, to see how my brother, who loved, you know, our American history and was so patriotic, he's a part of that history. And the museum tells that and teaches that history and engages these generations to come in that story. And that's why, as Alice mentioned, this Never Forget Fund is so important because, you know, we pledged in the aftermath of 9/11 to never forget. And, you know, in our work over the years to build a memorial and the museum, it was always about looking towards the future.
I'm pretty sure that you kind of felt maybe that unity during that time as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as I mentioned, Harvey was very he was very patriotic. He loved our country, and one of the things that we took comfort in the aftermath was the displays of American flags everywhere. That sense of national unity and purpose, and you know, it was one of the things that really carried us through those dark hours. You know, this sense of resilience that was so evident in the aftermath of 9/11, throughout the recovery operation and beyond. That it's so critical to remember what we're capable of in terms of when you look at 9/11 through the lens of how we responded to, you know, this unspeakable, brutal attack, you know, with kindness, with compassion, with strength, with unity. These are really the stories and the values that will, I think, help generations like my own children to be able to face the challenges that they're facing and move forward.
Well, that's going to be all of our time for today's episode. However, Alice and also Anthony will both be back with me next week on Wednesday after the new news. And we're going to be continuing our conversation about the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attack and also the campaign that is encouraging reflection and action. With your Tus Talks episode, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.